I've mentioned already what we propose to do in terms of development of the remote sensing value-added industries and those activities there. The third area I might just make some mention of this afternoon is the area of fostering space-related research in Australia. We believe we have leading-edge capabilities in a number of areas within the space segment. We will be developing those in part through, as I've said before, continuation with the Space Industry Development Centre program, which is a program involving universities and industry on space-related projects. But in addition to that, I think probably going to move on a couple. In addition to that, we'll be looking to increase space research through funding of high-quality projects, to promote linkages between Australian and overseas space researchers, and to support key technology researchers. And the particular actions we'll be looking to take under those strategies will be to support research in conjunction with the ARC. The idea is not really to supplant the Australian Research Council funding of space-related research, but to try to supplement that and take it beyond the realms of what the ARC would currently fund, and also perhaps to influence them to put a little bit more money in this way if we can share the underlying funding of this research, perhaps through some cocktailing arrangements. We will be looking to establish a travelling fellowship scheme. This would be a fairly small scheme, but aimed at the end of the market to assist researchers in establishing collaborative activities with partners overseas. We find at the moment there are funding facilities available within Australia once the project has been defined and the parameters known, but the difficulty is getting sufficient funds to be able to do the necessary travel to set the project up in the first place so that one can apply for funding. And we're looking to look at that little end of the market with a modest amount of funding to assist researchers setting up those collaborative activities. We'll be looking to support research training in space technology, and in particular when we're looking at the key technologies, we will be looking at supporting hypervelocity research in the first instance, both through financial support here in Australia, but also in particular through developing linkages with other hypervelocity programs around the world. And where we're looking at the moment in the first instance there is with Japan, and establish some collaborative arrangements between Ray Stalker and John Simmons in Queensland in their research activities, linking that in with those of the NASDA, Japanese Space Agency program activities in the area of hypervelocity. And we believe that will not only bolster our own capabilities in that area, but give us, perhaps at a very early phase, an idea of what the exit strategy might be from that line of research. In other words, how will we bring that to market should it be successful? In the other areas that we've been talking of, we'd be looking at, and I won't go into them in depth, I'll just remind you that we're looking to support the government's international policy objectives through space. There is a range of activities throughout the Asia-Pacific region where collaboration is both possible and practical, we believe, including through, in particular, the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, ESCAP, and there is a meeting taking place at this moment looking at the development of collaborative space activities in the Asia-Pacific region. And that meeting is taking place in China, where I had hoped to be myself, but I'm here before you in part because I've a major challenge before me to bring with the minister to bring the five-year program before the government in the next little while. But in addition to that, we belong to the Australian government belongs to a number of international forums that look at space and related issues, and the Space Office is the area that carries that for the government. We will, in addition, as I've said, be looking at developing an appreciation of the importance of space in our everyday lives with policymakers and the general public. And we are doing that not really to promote the Australian Space Council or to promote the Australian Space Office or to promote the five-year plan, but really to bring to people's attention that space is part of our everyday lives. We find when we talk particularly to policymakers that you talk of space and their immediate reaction is that you're talking about putting a man on the moon or you're looking at solar system exploration in respect of very large, spectacular programs. It takes a little bit of talking to get people to realise that every day space comes into their lives in some way or other and that we ought to be doing something in terms of our own capabilities and the commercial opportunities that arise for us. We are not, in this program, talking about the large space spectaculars, but the small, commercial, everyday applications of space. Having said that, there is one major exception, and that is that a major task of the office, if not the council, but of the office, is to manage the tracking arrangements for the NASA space program in Australia. We operate the Tidbit and Bella tracking station and facilities in Western Australia. We are one of three players in that system around the world, the other one being Spain and the United States itself in the Mojave Desert. And that plays a pretty important part, and we try to play our part in that world exploration program through that effort. That, Don, I think is as far as I wanted to take it for the moment.